Krishna. I was just looking at some BBC pictures of President Barack Obama from last year, pictures from his photographer or from the White House photographer. And I was thinking how interesting it was that here was a black American as president of the United States. It's what I thought 8 years ago when he first got voted in, that there's still something special about America. Since then, my impression is that was like America's last gasp, and it's all over for America. I don't think anyone's going to make it great again. Probably the greatest thing that America did was facilitating Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very, very obliged to America, to American people, for facilitating Krishna consciousness movement, and he was equally disappointed in, or to use his own words, disgusted with the way India treated him. By that, even meaning the government. Accusing devotees of being CIA and other things like that, and not facilitating his request for giving extended visas to devotees. Prabhupada really worked on that nonstop. Anyone who talked to, politician, person of influence. Anyway, and it's more or less still like that. I was just yesterday talking to a secretary, getting a visa for India. Here I am in Hungary, 30 years, and I still can't get anything more than a 6-month visa. By now I should have had pretty good security clearance, but I'm not a security threat to the Indian state. Back to America. Karma. Interesting that those people who were the slaves and the originally the industrial backbone, especially of the South, but even of the North, became the president. I don't think people would have believed that in the future, that would have been the case. Anyway, so much for the outgoing American president and the incoming president. I won't make any comments about. I don't think I have anything good to say anyway. But this morning in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nrisimhadev is speaking to Prahlad Maharaj, saying that anyone who hears about my pastimes, your pastimes, the prayers that you spoke to me, will become free from the bondage of material entanglement. And ultimately, we'll go back to the Lord. And this is the ultimate message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the ultimate benefit to be obtained in this world. So many presidents and leaders all around the world, So maybe well-intentioned, less well-intentioned, who knows? But ultimately, none of them really know the absolute truth, none of them know the purpose of the human form of life, and so they can't really do anything good for others. Now here was Prahlad Maharaj. The Lord had made him the president of the universe. Quite a hefty responsibility. And and along with that would come all kinds of problems and headaches that the Prahlad Maharaj would accept in a way that Yudhisthira Maharaj also accepted. And that unfortunately these world leaders, they also get extraordinary headache, but they don't really get any real benefit, don't get any spiritual benefit, rather they get just the opposite, because they're not leading their subjects to the goal or destination of human form of life. They're misleading them. However they're doing it, they're going to get some kind of other reaction. And so everyone, the blind leading the blind, and everyone falls in the ditch. Very, very apt statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Takes more to be a leader than just votes, and therefore in the Vedic system it wasn't votes that determined who was the leader or not, but rather it was Imam Rajarshiyo Vithu Sakalini. Imam Rajarshiyo Vithu, someone who is Raja Rishi. Ultimately, that's what's going to, if we're talking about a golden age in Krishna consciousness, but that golden age will come if someone, or if there are people who bring it about, and one of those people who need to bring it about are the Raja Rishis, the people who will govern the world under principles of Krishna consciousness. There was a golden era during the time of Yudhisthira Maharaj. There was a golden era during the time of Bharat Maharaj. So many. So you shouldn't think that golden era means that it's just spontaneous. Everything just flows in the way that streams flow downhill, but rather the leadership. It will start with the leadership. That the leadership is golden, and they can actually direct people to the goal of life, and they have not only the knowledge to do so, but also the authority. So that will be very interesting to see how does. How does Lord Chaitanya enact that? Prabhupada's vision was put a devotee in the White House as president. In fact, we even had a In God We Trust party at one time, but the devotees weren't quite ready for that yet. The ISKCON wasn't quite ready. But if you could have a black man in the office, in the White House, why not Hare Krishna? They wouldn't have believed it 150 years ago. Maybe they don't believe it now. Maybe we don't believe it now. But you can see Krishna has very interesting ways of bringing about a course of events and ultimately fulfilling his will. And since that's the Lord's will, then no doubt it may happen not only in the White House, it may be in the Kremlin, it may be everywhere else, but there does need to be Rajarishis in place. It's going to require more than just votes, because even if they vote them in, they have to be able to do the right thing. They can't just have a majority vote for Hare Krishna, who hasn't the faintest idea about what he's going to be doing once he gets there. He has to know what he's doing, and he has to really be empowered. He has to be like a Yudhisthira Maharaj and a Prahlad Maharaj. One day in the future, it will certainly happen. And then there will be a real golden age. Religions only gain significant traction when they have political patronage. Up until then, Christianity was nowhere. Until King Constantine came along, Buddhism was nowhere until Maharaj Ashoka came along. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is not in a nowhere, at least we don't like to think like that, but perhaps in the minds of a lot of other people we're nowhere. But it can really be comparatively a really much more powerful global force when there is political patronage. Anyway, let's see what Krishna has in store. Hare Krishna.